So just to continue with one of the things that we mentioned previously, the parsha of Rami Ovi, which the Rishonim point out, we mentioned the Rambam Sheet in Perek Zayin Al Chadavlet and Hilchos Chametz Matzah, is the Iker of the Sipur Yitzias Yitzrayim, is not only an Iker, as we explained before, in terms of the idea that that's where the Iker Hakaras HaTov, that that's where the Iker Thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yitzias Yitzrayim takes place. But the truth of the matter is that the drash of Rami Ovid Avi plays a role in a number of other areas in terms of the Shipur Yitzias Yitzrayim as well. There's a famous vort from the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach points out over there in Perek Zayin Halachat Al Chametz Matzah that the parasha was picked, you know, based on another connection as well. Again, we're just going to explain right now the halachic connection between the two, even though the hashkafa behind it certainly is like we explained earlier. The Gemara points out in the Flam of Avim Tzachim that the matzah is called the Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni. What does the Lechem Oni mean? So we've discussed in the past a lot of different ideas, and Lechem Osha Onim Lov Dvarim Harbi, the Lechem of Aniyim, etc. Now, Lemaisa, we know that the Gemara there points out Oni comes from the Lashon of Onim Alov Dvarim Harbi. This is the Lechem that we speak about. We say the Haggadah over the matzah. Now, we know that there is a pasuk over there in the beginning of Parshas Kisav, in the beginning of the Bikurim, in Perek and Dvarim, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Hey. The Chumash tells us about the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, which is the parsha of Arami Ovid Ovid that we read at the Seder, is V'anisa V'amarta L'fnei Hashem Elokecha. You have to answer V'amarta and say in front of Hashem, you recite the Mikra Bikurim when you come to the base of Mikdash. So the Or Sameach points out that perhaps the Chazal understood there's some kind of like a Gzeira Shava over here. V'anisa V'amarta, you have to respond and say, that's where Chazal saw that there's a link. Lechem Oni, the same Lashon of Aniyah. Onim Alav Dvarim Harbi. Where are the Dvarim Harbi that you say? Where are the Dvarim Harbi that you say by the Seder? That's the parish of Mikri Bikurim. That's the Aniyah that the Chazal saw in the Chumash of Yitzias Mitzrayim, how we respond and recite that particular parish of Arami Ovid Ovi. So that's Tame, you know, in Or Sameach we should be aware of, that explains the halachic root, where Chazal saw that idea has to, that parish of Davka has to be spoken, that parish has to be spoken about. The the Haggadah goes on as we continue throughout the pages after we get through the entire part, but towards the end of the section of Arami Ovid Avi, as we're learning through, and again, it's important to emphasize that the concept, this is something that Soloveitchik had mentioned a couple of times, that the concept of Talmud Torah, of learning and darshaning, like we mentioned in Tosefta, that if you're Osek and Hilchos Pesach, learning has a tremendous role by the Seder night. That's a kiyum of the Sipur Yitzchus time, to be Osek and Hilchos Pesach. So he pointed out that perhaps this parasha is Davka the best also to use, because we really have to make all these joshos on the simple reading of the psukim. They're not as explicit about the Yitzias Mitzrayim as all the parashios in Shmos and on that actually discuss the Shibud Mitzrayim or the Yitzia, the Exodus from Mitzrayim. These parashios are a little bit more hidden. We have to look into the parasha. We have to try to find all the references to the ideas, the midrashim, etc., that are there, as the Haggadah does. It takes line by line and explains what all the different lines are pointing out in terms of the role of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'nitzak el Hashem, Hashem heard us, etc. And we go through all these different ideas. V'esam aleinu, there was a certain amount of oppression. That refers to the children, lachatzeinu, the pressure that they put on us, etc. And all the different drushas that were there, we have to darshan out. Why is that true? And we pick this parasha b'davka because it's not explicit, but because we have to utilize the kalim of Torah Shabbat Peh, the kalim of Drash, and all of those different methods in order to come to that. And that's the ultimate kiyum of what it means to be a Jew, is to be involved in the Talmud Torah. So what greater way to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yitzias Yitzrayim than to actually spend time learning, and to actually spend time having to darshan out the various ideas that are found in that parsha. But at the tail end of this Drash experience, the experience of learning together as a group, to delve into the Torah, to find the Akaras HaTov, to find the sugyas of Mitzrayim,